quick obscure reference on Jaren Duran's voice not sounding like the body. And it's on the Subaru of New England text line from Grown Ups.
Yep.
Where the wives are out at the pool lusting after the lifeguard.
Hey, ladies, I'm from Saskatchewan. And like, oh, man. You know that guy died, though.
He
that
did?
Actor, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh, that's a jinx.
That was a while ago, though.
That was Grown Ups 1.
Yes, that was the
first
one.
I think there's 17 different Grown Ups films.
No, I think there's only two.
Oh, there's only two of them? All right. Well, anyway, let's get to today's news, Cordy.
And we're going to start with 69-year-old Willie Cowart in Dorchester. He's been arrested after he was accused of taking a chemically laced handkerchief and trying to put it over a 13-year-old's mouth in Roxbury.
Jeez, what is going on around here?
This is
everywhere.
Very scary.
So just randomly?
Randomly, they say the victim was waiting for his brother to pick him up when all of the sudden Cowart came over. He saw him pour a liquid onto the handkerchief and then try to place it over his mouth. He was able to get away and call police, thank God, and they were able to track down who it was. Here's one area resident on WHDH.
I mean, you can, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, you can know anybody, and then one day you find out, they wake up and they see him on the news, you'll be like, just like I am now, like, oh my God, are you serious?
That's terrifying. What age, because everything's changed because I'm an old man, what age, Curtis, will you allow James to go out and about by himself?
Or at, like, you know, that's a good question. Probably like 23.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, this kid is 13. Like, right. I would, you know.
But he's a city kid, though. So you generally, at that age, you.
But I don't think in the city, I don't know if I'd let my kid go out until they were 18 at this point.
Well, yeah, I don't.
It's scary.
13, though, and clearly he was waiting for his brother. So, I don't know.
Very scary.
Very scary. Okay. Officials held a news conference yesterday afternoon regarding the building of a new soccer stadium in Everett. This is something that Mayor Wu's been very excited about.
Well, very excited as long as she gets to approve the whole process, even though she's not the mayor of
which
that
makes
city.
No sense at all. Yeah. Somebody explain that one to me.
Yeah. Well, Mayor Wu was asked about the reports of moving the Connecticut Sun to Boston, and she called it a no-brainer.
Okay.
Here is Michelle Wu.
We've had two completely sold-out games when they've played at TD Garden just in the last 2 years. We know this would mean a lot of economic opportunity. This would mean just a filling of a gap that I think the city feels very much, that we don't have a WNBA team in the City of Champions. And also it would just be really important for our young people and the mentorship and the excitement that would provide.
Okay.
Do you ever feel like you're like sitting in the middle of Revere listening to her? Like, she exudes Boston, Massachusetts.
In the City of Champions.
And where we are on the harbor side.
If Chisholm wants a new arena, he better get with Pags, work out a deal, and say, hey, listen, let's go to Mayor Wu and say, we need a new arena.
For the WNBA
team. For the WNBA
team. Well, you know, she's spending like $170 million or whatever the actual number is, because she won't reveal it until after the election. On the soccer stadium.
Yes, at White Stadium.
Yeah, the White Stadium.
Uh-huh.
That's for a women's soccer team.
So Chisholm should link with Pags and say, here's how we get an arena. And then they go, it's presented as a WNBA arena, but
the
also.
The Celtics also playing.
The Celtics also playing.
Then they'll be like, yes, yay.
Then they'll be like, Tennessee
arena, $400 million for the WNBA team.
She'll be like, where do you want to drop it? Pick any neighborhood, any town or in Boston. You want to drop it in Celtic? We'll do that. You want to drop it in Dorchester? We'll find you some land. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, how many, on a regular basis, how many fans do you think a WNBA team in Boston that doesn't have Caitlin Clark playing for
right.
it? Would get on a nightly basis?
I would say 12,000.
Oh,
I would say less.
Oh my God!
On a nightly basis,
I would say 12.
No, I would say. Well, I would say 5,000.
They do like
5,000 people a night in this economy?
Yes.
I don't know the answer to this. How many games is there in a WNBA season
in this economy?
I think there's like maybe 20 or something like that. It's not much.
No, it's got to be more.
It's
got to
be more than
it can't
20
be
games.
Just 20 games.
Well, that's the great thing about Google.
Yep.
Hello. 44 regular season games.
All right, 44.
So 22 home games, and if you 12,000 would be so like BC basketball at Connie Forum.
Yeah,
I think it's like 9,000 is the capacity, and you
it's
know,
it's not full though. For
oh my
game.
God, no, no! I'm saying so like yeah. ACC games in the middle of January, you're looking at about 4,000, 4,500. I would guess something like that.
So the average attendance for the WNBA in 2024 was 9,800 per game. Right. That so now that
the average attendance.
Yeah.
He was not the one that threw it.
Oh, but wait,
he was.
Did you have to dump out of that?
Yeah. Yes. You can't use that word.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, you have to refer to it as
what is with
like
you and your potty
paraphernalia.
Mouth?
I thought we used it the last time
no,
we talked about
no.
this.
You have to say
I think
he,
unit.
no sex toy.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Shyam. I really
oh,
didn't
say that.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, it's okay.
But he was sending me photos. I mean, it was packed. The Atlanta Dream like draws
well,
like
yeah, the better question is paid attendance. What is the paid attendance?
So now this is
not the comp attendance.
This is based on and looks like yearly attendance by team. So the Golden State Valkyries, they average 18,000 fans over their 12 games that they played home games.
And Santo must have gone to one Dream game that had people. They're dead last with 4,200.
No, I know, but he his company owns the Dream, and so he was there for work, and I was shocked at how many people were there.
So take this into perspective so you kind of get an understanding. The Connecticut Sun averaged 8,900 fans at their home games, right? So if you move this team into Boston, I would say maybe you get an extra, what did I say? So what's that, an extra 3,000 fans to get
yeah,
you to 12?
I mean, I don't know. If the Sun are averaging, like a texter says, the Sun average 8,500 yeah. at the moment. So maybe they'd get another 1,000, you know, maybe. Yeah.
Especially
know.
Being in the city, it's just easily accessible compared to in the middle of nowhere, Connecticut. Right. So
yeah.
I bet you could do like 9 to 10,000.
New York Liberty.
Oh, another Connecticut hater on the show.
No, that's I'm just saying nice. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's yeah. not, you know, it's a fact, not an right. opinion.
New York Liberty averaged 16.
People who live there probably don't think it's nowhere.
Yeah, it is nowhere, though.
It's in the
though.
Middle of nowhere.
No, I mean, it's in the, I'm with
Tom Shams. Brady bought a house there.
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Nice.
That's Greenwich, though.
You're,
right?
you're up in Lowell. You're calling
yeah.
Connecticut nowhere?
Yeah,
Nowheresville?
Lowell? Greg, Lowell used to be a city. I mean, it technically
is a city. There's a lot to like.
Yeah, there is a lot to like about it. There's a whole lot to like about
Lowell. There's a ton to like about Lowell.
Yeah. All right, we should take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of today's news, including what are we doing with Chris Curtis coming up. And what are we doing? It appears some are horrified by what a zoo in Denmark would like to feed their animals. So we will get to that coming up.